We believe the presence Latton warned us of is spreading itself downriver on the boats. In other words, it can't be confined by the posse. Bloody hell! Candace Elford decided last night that Christo County has also been taken over. That's halfway down the Zamkan from the mouth of the Qualheim. And after reviewing the satellite images, I have to concur. She's reinforcing the posse by BK-133. They have a new landing point, Ozark, in Mayhew County, 50 kilometers short of Christo. The BK-133s are lifting in men and weapons right now. The Swithern should reach them early tomorrow. They can't be far ahead of you. We're approaching Oconto village right now. About 30 kilometers, then. What are you going to do?
We haven't decided yet. We need to go ashore, whatever the outcome.
Well, be careful. This is turning out to be even bigger than my worst-case scenarios. We don't intend to jeopardize ourselves. Good. Your message, Fleck, was dispatched to your embassy on Avon, along with mine to the First Admiral, and one from Ralph Hilch to his embassy. Rexu sent one to the LDC office as well. Thank you. Let's hope the Confederation Navy responds swiftly. Yes. I think you should know, Hilch and I have dispatched a combined scout team upriver. If you want to wait in Oconto for them to arrive, you're more than welcome to join them. They're making good time. I estimate they should be with you in a couple of days at the most, and my Marines are carrying a fair amount of firepower. We'll retain it as an option, though Darcy and I don't believe firepower is going to be an overwhelming factor in this case. Judging by what we glean from Latton and what we've observed on the paddle boats, it appears wide-scale sequestration is playing a major part in the invasion. Dear Christ! She smiled at his expletive. Why did Adamus always appeal to their deities? It wasn't something she understood. If there was an omnipotent god, why did he make life so full of pain? You might find a prudent course of action is to review river traffic out of the affected areas over the last 10 days. Are you saying they've already reached Durringham? It's more than likely, I'm afraid. We are almost at Christo, and we're travelling against the current on a decidedly third-rate boat. I see what you mean. If they left Aberdale right at the start, they could have been here a week ago.
Theoretically, yes.
All right. Thanks for the warning. I'll pull some people in and start analyzing the boats that have come down out of the Zamkan. Hell, this is just what the city needs on top of everything else.
How are things in Durringham?
None too good, actually. Everyone's starting to hoard food, so prices are going through the roof. Candace Elford is deputizing young men left, right and center. There's a lot of unrest among the residents about what's happening upriver. She's afraid it's going to spiral out of control. Then on Wednesday, the transient colonists decided to hold a peaceful rally outside the governor's dumper, demanding new gear to replace what was stolen, and extra land in compensation for the upset. I could see it from my window. Rexru refused to talk to them. Too scared they'd lynch him, I should think. It was that sort of mood. Things got a bit rough, and they clashed with the sheriffs. Quite a lot of casualties on both sides. Some idiot let a sace loose. The power cables from the dumper's fusion generator were torn down, so there was no electricity in the precinct for 2 days, and of course that includes the main hospital. Guess what happened to its backup power supply?
It failed?
Yeah. Someone had been flogging off the electron matrix crystals to use in power bikes. There was only about 20% capacity left. Sounds like there's not too much to choose between your position and mine. Kelvin Solanke gave her a measured stare. Oh, I think there is. Oconto was a typical Lalon village, a roughly square clearing shorn straight into the jungle, with the official land allocation office marker as its pivot. Cabins with trim vegetable gardens clustered at the nucleus, while broader fields made up the periphery. The normally black mayope planks of the buildings were turned a lighter grey from years of exposure to the sun and heat and rain, hardening and cracking, like driftwood on a tropical shore. Pigs squealed in their pens, while cows munched contentedly at their silage in circular stockades.
A line of over 30 goats were tethered to stakes around the border of the jungle, chomping away at the creepers which edged in towards the fields.